Back in the 1970s, adorning a dinner table with a bottle of Matus or straw-wrapped Chianti was, well, almost a sign of sophistication. Nowadays, not just any wine will do. A bottle must have body, balance, and bouquet. And as Weekend Edition food essayist notes, it must be adored with precise terminology.
Cat pee is good. Dirty socks, bad. This is wine speak. And these are some of the so-called descriptors used to describe wine beyond saying, it tastes like wine. Serious writers in serious publications rhapsodize about wines that smell or taste like mown grass, cigar boxes, and pencil lead. Those are all good things for a wine to be. So is the scent of diesel fuel, as in the smell of bus fumes, and melted tar and creosote. But stay away from wine that smells of wet cardboard, wet newspaper, and wet dog. They're all bad. Ditto for nail polish remover, most cheese, and rubber bands. The smell of barnyard is a matter of taste. So true. Wine that smells like a mixture of hay, manure, and farm animals is perfume to some, but skunk oil to others. Some critics prefer to use rustic to keep from scaring people off. In the same spirit, sweaty armpit is sometimes called musk, and cat pee is boxwood to the more genteel. But this is not all just pompous nonsense. Dr. Hildegard Hayman teaches sensory science at the University of California, Davis's Department of Viticulture and Enology. That's the wine department. They're trying to standardize vino terminology in the interest of universal understanding. Then all of us can immediately know what Uber wine maven Robert Parker means when he declares a Cabernet Sauvignon as having, and I quote, a gorgeous bouquet of roasted meats, scorched earth, blackberry, creme de cassis, minerals, and toast, or another of having an exotic bouquet of Peking duck skins, roasted herbs, and burning charcoal. The good people at UC Davis say the aficionados are not making this stuff up. Everything wine critics describe is actually in the wine, Dr. Hayman says. There's a compound in an old Riesling that's the same as that in the odor of diesel fumes. The same compound that makes butter smell like butter is in a wine described as, well, buttery. Dr. Hayman says in a complex wine you can find 5 or 6 descriptors. More than that, and the reviewer has let his prose run away with his nose. And I have to think some descriptors are just nonsense. What could it possibly mean to call a wine voluptuous, tender, life-affirming, exuberant, charming, sexy, or brooding? But cat pee does have meaning. The compound responsible for the odor of cat pee is found in pine trees, boxwood, gooseberry, and New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs. You can learn wine speak, or you can do what I do, describe wine as yummy or yucky, and buy bottles with the prettiest labels. It always works for me.
Between gulps of rot gut, Bonnie Wolfe is writing a book of food essays to be published by St. Martin's Press.